From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, June 30th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the NASCAR race coming up this weekend in Chicago and shutting down many of the city's streets. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Widespread damage is reported after several storms blew across central Illinois on Thursday. Reginald Hardwick reports at least one community saw a tornado.
Farmer City, 30 miles northwest of Champaign, was hit particularly hard. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says damage to homes and a hotel was likely caused by a tornado.
We've got mature trees that have fallen on structures. We've got roofing damage. A lot of significant tree damage, though. But this is a very concise path. It goes right through the middle of town.
In Douglas County, state police responded to several rolled-over semi-trucks along I-57 near Tuscola. South of Springfield, crews closed I-55 into the overnight hours to repair downed power lines. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
You can read more about yesterday's storm damage and see pictures from around the region at our website, illinoisnewsroom.org. Illinois officials reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday striking down affirmative action in college admissions. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth issued a statement saying affirmative action has helped reduce systemic barriers against students of color. She said, quote, "Colorblindness has never been a true friend of fairness." Governor J.B. Pritzker said the decision was archaic and Illinois would continue to uplift students of color. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton said the court's action is nothing short of an attempt to resegregate higher education. But Republican Congressman Darren LaHood praised the ruling and said it acknowledges how far the country has come in promoting diversity. And GOP Congressman Mike Boss said the overturning was long overdue and students should be rewarded based on merit, not quotas. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration says the amount of money being spent to staff migrant shelters is unjustifiable. Mariah Wolfell has more.
The city contracts with a national firm to staff shelters under a deal negotiated by the previous administration. Since January, the city has spent $100 million on supporting migrants, the majority of which has gone towards staffing. Here's Johnson's Deputy Chief of Staff, Christina Passione-Zayas, speaking to city council members today.
What the city is spending on staffing is not sustainable. I think when this first happened, perhaps the previous administration thought it was going to be for a finite period of time.
The city is trying to find a different way to staff shelters, including tapping local nonprofits and mutual aid groups instead. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
Facebook parent Meta is now getting energy from a wind farm that recently went online in DeWitt County in central Illinois. The Alta Wind Farm west of Wapella has a power purchase agreement with Meta and its DeKalb data center. Project manager with Enel Brayton McGee says his company now has 3 wind farms online in central Illinois and plans to build more.
We think it's a great state for renewable energy development, and there's certainly a lot of wind and sun there. And we're proud to have invested hundreds of millions of dollars here, and we plan to continue to do that.
The Alta Wind Farm is a $345 million project. Enel took DeWitt County to court after the county initially refused to issue building permits. Weather permitting, Independence Day fireworks displays will happen this weekend. Tonight, fireworks are scheduled to start at 9 o'clock at Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve in Mahomet. Tomorrow night, there will be fireworks from the Danville Boat Club over Lake Vermilion. And on Monday at 9:30 p.m., fireworks will launch from the Rantoul Aviation Center. Tuesday night at 9:15, fireworks will be launched near the State Farm Center as part of the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. Look for a list of local firework displays on our website, illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, we'll learn more about the NASCAR race coming up this weekend in Chicago. That story is coming up on 217 Today.
The new PBS drama, Marriage, offers a heartwarming and candid look at the human need for companionship in a challenging world. Lead characters Ian and Emma navigate the difficulties and joys of a long-term, intimate relationship. Marriage explores all the ambiguity, insecurity, laughter, and touching moments that come on the journey to romantic bliss. Stream this and other dramas as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Downtown Chicago is well on its way to welcoming some of the biggest names in racing for the 100-lap NASCAR event this weekend. Mariah Wolfell spent time in the area this week and found people near the track are cautiously optimistic about the first-of-its-kind outing.
On a recent afternoon at the intersection of Ida B. Wells Drive and Michigan Avenue, right in the heart of the soon-to-be racetrack, a city worker is spending her day directing pedestrian traffic at the crosswalk surrounded by gates and closure signs.
It's been pretty good, but other than people that's lost because everything is blocked off.
Okay, got it.
You can go ahead.
We're interrupted by a group of tourists trying to find a way to Buckingham Fountain, which would normally be a straight shot from where we stand. But instead,
you cannot get through here.
Okay, so
you have to go all the way around. So you'll go three blocks. Come on. Five.
Days before this part of Michigan Avenue will be enveloped by a track wall and thousands of spectators for the two-day event, it's still bustling with commuters, tourists, buses, and cars. That's as crews work to build rows and rows of risers for thrill-seeking audience members.
So many closures, so many bleachers just lining the streets.
Some of those streets, particularly Michigan Avenue, are home to businesses like Kilwin's, an ice cream shop with a manager named Aaron Johnson. Johnson says he'll staff a full house on both race days, and as a NASCAR fan, he'll be there as well.
I'm pretty excited to see it myself. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be here all day, me being the store manager. But yeah, I think it's going to be a fun experience for the city. I think it'll bring a lot of good revenue.
A few doors down, the owner of Mamadou's Clothing and Jewelry, like many people I spoke to, is less emphatic.
I don't know. It could be good. It could be, bad.
Mamadou Jobu moved from the Loop's Thompson Center just 9 months ago, and he said he hasn't experienced full street closures like this before. But he says the city has been good at communicating and that he'll try to sell his African, Jamaican, and Caribbean attire to a new clientele.
It might not be appealing to the NASCAR audiences, but sometimes, too, you never know, Their wives or, whoever could come around and buy some dresses.
But those window shoppers won't likely be coming from the South Loop. Several residents from the neighborhood adjacent to the course are getting out of Dodge come Friday.
I don't plan on being around, so that's kind of how I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, I'll just be up in Lincoln Park, Lakeview with friends.
We're actually planning to go to the suburbs to see a friend.
That last voice, South Looper Summer Jiao, says her life hasn't been affected much by the street closures, aside from a canceled lactation appointment where her specialist couldn't commute to her house because of the race, so they did it over Zoom instead. But she and others, like Brody Palin, agree it comes with the territory of living in downtown Chicago.
I mean, it's summer Chicago, traffic is bad anyway, so I hope they don't destroy the roads. I don't know. I guess it's not much worse than they already are, but...
Back on the race route, two tourists offer a unique firsthand perspective to Chicagoans new to and maybe skeptical about NASCAR. Best friends Jeannie Burke and Valvia Bright say they visit Chicago annually from Alabama, where NASCAR has had a stronghold for many years.
And other than traffic, those people who want to be a part of that culture are going to deal with it, but it doesn't seem to have an effect on the rest of the city.
No, not at all.
It just means another element to the city, because Chicago consists of all types of culture and events, and that's what I like about it.
NASCAR's first ever street race takes place this weekend, with the main race starting at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Mawa Iqbal, Eric Stock, and Mariah Wolfell. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.